Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamidi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to a new episode of Youth Station. This is IRB English Radio and I am Asma at your service. And here with me I have Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you guys for having me and welcome to our show. What are we going to be talking about, sister?
Well, the question that we all had from the time when we were kids. Is it just a predestined sort of a story that I'm going to leave or no? My work and my effort are going to make some difference. Is my future in my hand or in God's hand?
See, I think that this is there might be a misconception about the theological aspect of free will and whatnot.
Yeah.
I want to just point it out that every action we do isn't the power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
You're able to move, talk, look at that green thing that's in front of you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the power to do so. He placed laws, which we call laws of physics for some reason, and He placed the power in you. And the best example is like what Sayyid al-Khu'i brought up, one of the great scholars, passed away recently, 40 years peace, is that a person is alive on a battery. The battery is plugged into the charger. It's plugged into to electricity. The person could do whatever he wants, but as long as there's that electricity, when the electricity goes, the person dies.
Yeah.
So the same thing with the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed with us. You're doing, you're moving, you're saying whatever with, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the capability to do so.
So, you know, the story of the road not taken. I don't know if you have read that poem or not, but it's a beautiful poem. I would recommend everyone to go and read that.
Right.
It talks about... just as the title talks and says it all, the road not taken. In life, we usually are put in a situation where we have to pick between two. So what happens to me that I pick one of them and not the other?
That's your choice. It does go back to
what
your
What about
choice.
The destiny?
No, you choose yourself.
You said that I need electricity. I need that electricity.
You need that power, true.
Yeah.
But it's your choice at the end of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the power. Allah gave you the power to choose. Allah gave you the power to pick.
Yeah.
You're the one that chose to take this path.
And still, I'm more inclined to one of them. So this intention that I have toward one of them.
That really goes back to you.
That this predilection that I have toward one of these roads.
There's
going to
be context.
Is it something that has been put in me or
no,
I have it?
You have it. You have it. You had context to it. Because, for example, there were two roads.
Yeah.
You had no prejudice, pre-context whatsoever. New roads. You didn't know each one where it would take you. They're the same exact roads.
Yeah.
They look the same exact thing. Right?
So what is the role of destiny in here?
What do you mean destiny?
Things that have been written for me as a human being.
You write your own destiny.
It's all your choice.
It's all your choice. The wealth... That's also in your hands as well, especially with the concept of the Shia concept of bid'ah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all capable of changing, right?
Yeah.
For example, you give sadaqah, your life prolongs. You disrespect your parents, your life shortens, decreases. You do this, your wealth increases. You do that, your wealth decreases. There are some things that are in our hands that have been written down. That's not a problem. But the thing is, it was your choice. It was with your hands. You're the one that's doing sadaqah. You're the one that's choosing this. You're the one that's choosing that. It goes back to you. And of course, if it was going back to Allah, choosing this or that, why would He punish me?
Yeah, so I have a question, but I'd rather to ask it after the break.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, welcome back. We're still on Youth Station, and I have this question. So you were saying that there's no destiny, and I would do everything by choice.
Yeah.
What about the choices that I have no turn in them? There are some situations in which they have been imposed on you. Like earthquake happens, and you have to migrate to another city. This is not your choice. Is it your choice?
It is my choice to migrate from another city. Even though that there's an earthquake, all right? It happened, the earthquake. My house got demolished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a house to sit down on, but I can stay in this place.
Okay, but this is not your plan.
It wasn't my plan. Who cares if it was my plan or not?
So we're talking about free wills.
That's what I'm trying to put forward, that we have the free will to choose. We have the free will to do.
It's by force that I'm choosing.
No, it's not by force. Why did I migrate? I'll stay.
Because I have to go, because there's nothing else there.
That's because you see that your situation is in a place where you have to move.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stayed, you could have stayed.
Yeah, there are too many examples. I guess those who are hearing right now might ask too many questions. And you might have seen around yourself. You see, there are many situations in life that you would just sit and ask yourself, this is not my free will.
There are things that are out of my hands. For example, like my parents moving me to another country when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in my hands. I was forced by my parents.
So?
That's true. Mm-hmm. But it was my parents' action. It wasn't my action. It was my parents' action. It wasn't of course, with my free will.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this thing that, of course, it was someone else's fault. It was someone else's decision that affected me.
Yeah.
And of course, you can also play a role. You can also play a role in other people's life.
No, when you're younger, when you're a kid, you have no role in making decisions.
Of course, I know, I understand. But at the end of the day, every human being has the possibility, the capability of changing the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
Either in a positive way or a negative way. For example, a man came up and brought me $10,000. That would change my life. Would it change my life?
Yes.
It would change your life as well, to a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can come up and steal my house, rob my house.
That's a higher power, you know? In life, there are some higher powers that would decide for you in some situation, just like the examples you gave away.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, your parents are more powerful than you. So they would be the ones who have the free will upon you. The boss you have is going to be the one who's in a higher power, so he or she is going to be the one who's going to have the free will.
Okay. But what does that do with my actions? I want to talk about a specific scenario.
Yeah.
For example, because of the conditions that you lived in and whatever, the country that you lived in, the political situation, the economical situation.
Yes.
But you had the chance to study well. And become, for example, the best doctor in your country.
No. Okay, let me add to that scenario some more of details. Just imagine there is a family, they've lost their father. The boy have to work.
Right.
Because, of course, the mother and the sister, they need money for life.
Okay.
So how is he going to improve himself and study at the same time of working?
It does become harder for him, yes. It does become harder. No one's denying that.
So don't you believe that if he had a father and if he had someone to support him, then he would have been better off with his education?
The chance of being better would have been more, yes. But doesn't mean necessarily. Some people have everything in front of them.
Yeah.
But still, they don't reach their potential.
No.
Why is that?
You know, they're doing sacrifices for other people.
No, no,
so it's not just the free will.
No. You're taking examples of people who are having low chances. What about the people who have high chances of successfulness,
mm-hmm.
right? The person has the best school, the best studies, the best books, the best teachers, a rich family. Nothing else to care about other than his studies.
Yeah.
Yet he doesn't reach.
Maybe they have mental issues. They have family issues.
Good. He's mentally good. He's mentally good. No family. I'm bringing up an example.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What I want to say is that at the end of the day, the best answer for why didn't he study, is because why did he fail, is because he didn't study. He himself, he, with his own actions.
Okay, if you go and talk to him, if you dig deeper inside their brain, then you would get into some reasons why he didn't study.
No, some people accept the fact that they could have done better. There are a lot of people who accept the fact that they could have done better. A lot of people slack. You can't deny that. Everyone has their potential.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's potential is different. Your potential, for example, to be in linguistics is way higher than mine's, right? But if you get stacking and I work hard, I can be better than you.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Why is that? It's because it's my hands. Mm-hmm. Even though I have these hardships, right? I have this too many problems in my life. I don't know, always busy and whatnot. But I always find the time, for example, to make a program for myself. I believe that when if you want to do something, you put your mind to it, you can reach it.
But trust me, sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it doesn't work out, but it's not your fault.
So see the concept of free will, where it goes. It's not sitting in a corner.
You're working.
Laughing.
You did what you did. You're doing what you could have done.
Yeah.
You're doing what you could have done, right?
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Okay, let's go for a break, and then I have a question to ask.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, we're talking about free will and the concept of destiny and whatsoever. So just, I do believe that there is a destiny.
Like destiny, like it's been written down in the stars that you're going to be this
and
be that.
Okay, let's not just make it that dramatic. But no, is a higher power that distinguishes your future. I mean, at least if it's not going to pick that future for you, it would have a hand in it.
Of course, there's going to be a hand in everything.
So there is no free will.
No, there is free will.
No, it's not free will. That's when I have to pick something, two choices are in front of me, but none of them are my choices.
Did you pick or not?
I have to pick.
You have to pick one of the two.
Yeah.
But did you pick?
At the first place, it was not my free will to get into this road.
You're in this situation right now. You're in this situation. You either pick A or B.
Yes.
Which one are you picking?
A or B.
A or B. Yes. You picked at the end of the day.
As long as we're a human being, yeah, we're living, we have to go on.
But I don't blame it on the higher powers. Sometimes.
No, there's no blame. See, there's no blame. We're human beings and we have a creator and there's this entire world that works based on a rule.
I'm talking about more, look, because at the end of the day, you're put in the situation most because of the parents' actions. Mm-hmm. Especially as a child who's been negligated or a child who's been, you know, went through hell in his life and in his childhood. This really goes back to the family members that he had. Life is full of consequences. Every action you do, whether you like it or not, it has a consequence. This consequence can be forcing another person to do this and that.
Yeah.
It's a consequence. Like I brought up an example. Someone coming and stealing your house.
And I was just telling you, see, the situation is the thing that would get, that would entrap you, your free will.
But the thing is that we weren't agreeing on the same terminology. The free will that I was talking about is different to what you were trying to put forward.
Yeah.
What I was talking about is the action. Like, for example, me lifting this, right? Or me choosing this or choosing that.
Very
whatever
clearly, yeah.
Yeah, but the free will that you were talking about is like, you choose your situation, you choose your genre, you choose your concept.
Yeah, yeah.
That really sometimes, yes, most of the time.
And we even have it in our narrations that human beings are not totally free.
Not totally free. It's talking about a different aspect.
We are somehow
I said at the beginning of the show, I want to leave that out. I want to leave that out because it's talking about a different concept.
Yeah.
It's a very deep concept in theology. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the Jewish concept of tafwid that was put forward in the Islamic nation. And I want to leave that alone. I want to leave that alone. I don't want to go to say that the narrations are stating this and stating that.
Just say what's the statement. We are in the midway.
Like, لا جبر ولا تفويض وإنما أمر بين أمرين. That's the saying. And the understanding of it is, it differs. The mainstream understanding may differ to the true understanding available in the words of the muhaddithin, such as Sheikh al-Saduq and Sheikh al-Kulaini.
So we were talking about the concept of free will and destiny, and you know, the ideas differ from each other and everybody could have their own ideology. And still, I think that as human beings, we all, yes, we have the power to choose, but sometimes the situation is just put in front of us. And we have no, I'm sorry to say that, brother, but that's my conclusion.
Yeah,
we are somehow the product of the situations.
It's in your hands at the end of the day. Go and do whatever you want.
Yeah, thank you. And that's it. And that's it. That was all the time that we had until another session. I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace out.